Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Judge cites Forest Service for overgrazing. The U.S. Forest Service has violated the Endangered Species Act by permitting overgrazing in 11 national forests in Arizona and New Mexico, a federal judge ruled recently. In a ruling of summary judgment, U.S. District Judge Rainer Collins decided that the U.S. Forest Service presented no evidence of merit in its defense against the case brought by the conservation group Forest Guardians and other environmental organizations. Collins ordered the U.S. Forest Service and environmental groups to propose possible solutions for the overgrazing problem. The Forest Guardians argued in court that the U.S. Forest Service has failed to protect habitat for the Mexican spotted owl on 80% of ranching allotments in the Southwest. The environmental bar has been raised. The balance has been shifted in favor of wildlife. This landmark ruling will require the Forest Service to go back to the drawing board and do a better job of protecting endangered wildlife from livestock-caused damage to streams and grasslands, said John Horning, executive director of Forest Guardians. What we're talking about is a major shift in how the Forest Service deals with grazing. In his 13-page ruling, Collins said the U.S. Forest Service is not in compliance with the Endangered Species Act due to its failure to implement a 1996 grazing plan aimed at protecting habitat for the endangered Mexican spotted owl. The plan, authored by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, covered the 11 national forests of Arizona and New Mexico. Cattle ranchers are allowed to graze their herds on public lands for minimal costs, $1.35 a month for each cow-calf pair. The cost per month of grazing the same animals on leased private lands can run as high as $12 a month. But heavy grazing can strip forest floors of vegetation, removing food and cover for the mice and voles on which the endangered spotted owl feeds. Grazing can also erode stream banks and pollute waterways and disrupt the natural fire cycle. Judge Collins is expected to issue a decision in November regarding what action the U.S. Forest Service must take to meet the requirements of the spotted owl recovery plan. Oregon dam removals set stage for new wildlife area. Two hydropower dams will be removed from Oregon's Sandy River, opening unhindered access for threatened salmon and steelhead from the Pacific Ocean to the southwest slopes of Mount Hood. Under an agreement between Portland General Electric, Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber, and representatives from 21 other organizations, the dam removals will help create a 5,000-acre wildlife and public recreation area in the Sandy River Basin. The agreement culminates 4 years of negotiations between Portland General Electric and the Oregon government. Under the agreement, over the next 7 years, PG&E will remove its Bull Run hydroelectric project, donating its water rights to the public and contributing more than 1,500 acres of its related lands, about 30% of the planned conservation area, to the Western Rivers Conservancy. Removal of these dams represents a quantum leap in the quality of the Sandy River watershed for improved wildlife habitat and enhanced recreational opportunities for Oregonians, said Governor Kitzhaber. I salute the perseverance of PG&E and the diverse group of organizations in bringing this decommissioning agreement to fruition. The groups are still working out the details of how to manage the 1 million cubic yards of silt and rock that has accumulated behind Marmot Dam, but Kitzhaber said the risks are worth it for the chance to restore miles of Salmon River and thousands of acres of wildlife habitat. I recognize there are risks involved. We've never been down this road before, Kitzhaber said. We do know this one small piece of Oregon will be wilder. Philip Wallen, president of the Western Rivers Conservancy, said the organization has already assembled 1,200 acres of protected area from other landowners. By the end of the decade, we will have created one of Oregon's great scenic natural resources, Wallen said. No other metropolitan area in the world can boast a wild river preserve so accessible to its people. This story was written by Kat Lazaroff, and both of these stories are from the Environment News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come the